With the Westbred Wheat Report, we're joined by Westbred Technical Product Manager Justin Berg. Justin, got the crop in the ground. What's next on the schedule?
I encourage growers to make sure they're getting out and doing some of that scouting, making sure they're trying to get out there early and often just to catch things early, as early as possible. And if we can correctly identify those diseases, we can make a plan for how we're going to address them. And I also encourage growers to work with their agronomists.
So when we're scouting for disease, what kind of things should we be looking for?
First of all, just that prevalence of moisture. You know, understanding if we have a high moisture environment, we're more than likely going to see pressure from disease. So with spring wheat, we're looking at, you know, that early season leaf application with a herbicide. And more times than not, it's something that guys are doing across our region. But then also making sure we're correctly identifying the diseases as the season goes on. And making that decision to apply that fungicide should be based on whether the cost does outweigh that potential yield loss, and making sure that we understand the economics behind it, and we're doing a good job of managing our wheat. One thing to keep in mind with spring wheat in particular is those two uppermost leaves are the most important to protect in regards to a disease situation. So getting good leaf coverage when we are applying those fungicides, whether it be with a herbicide or a late season fungicide, is very critical.
Justin Berg from Westbred Wheat. Find out more at westbred.com.